Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today, and with me, we have the great fortune to have David Stradley, Producing Artistic Director of the Delaware Shakespeare Festival. David, welcome.
Thank you very much. Always good to be here.
Always happy to have you. Shakespeare alive and kicking.
It is. He is indeed. It's hard to keep him down.
It's hard to believe, as an artist, it's hard to believe that somebody, well, he was beyond artistry. He was a master like no one. But in any event, the Delaware Shakespeare Festival seems to have Shakespeare very much in mind, by all means. And you're doing a lot of things in many fronts.
Correct.
So bring us up to speed.
Sure. In the last couple of years, we've become obsessed, I guess you could say, with making sure that we are using these plays to engage the community and mm-hmm. using the community to engage the artists that are involved in the productions.
Okay.
We've really seen ourselves as our goal is to bring the community together to experience mm-hmm. these plays, you know, that were written 400 years ago, but still are there in such a way to make us all learn and become better as a community. So one of the things that we started last year with our I Am Hamlet mm-hmm. project mm-hmm. was something that we've now called the Community Cornerstone Initiative.
Okay.
And each spring, we reach out in the community and do some kind of program connected to our summer festival that's coming up, where we engage the community in dialogue about the plays uh-huh. before we go into productions with them.
So you generate expectation in a way.
We generate expectations, we generate thoughts, and we're getting people to, you know, to realize that these plays are just as relevant now as they were 400 years ago. You know, this year we're doing The Taming of the Shrew, mm-hmm. which is both an incredibly funny and joyous play, but also mm-hmm. a play that's a little tricky.
Is it? In what sense? Tell us about the plot,
sure.
because nobody knows about the play.
Right. The Taming of the Shrew, in its most basic form, mm-hmm. is about a woman named Katerina, uh-huh. who is smart and intelligent and loud and boisterous, and this means in her day and age that no one likes her.
Right, right.
And into town comes a man named Petruchio, who is also Lloyd, loud and boisterous and strong.
Uh-huh.
And he decides that he is going to woo this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our audience voted for this play this year. Mm. And one of the reasons is because they love the character of Kate. She's strong. She's a wonderful female character. The tricky part of the play is if you just look at the pure nature of the plot, mm-hmm. by the end of the play, mm-hmm. Kate has changed. She is well behaved now. She is,
a lady,
right?
Right.
So, to the modern sensibility, you know, a woman can look at that and go, "Well, why?"
Right.
Why is this a story that you know we should?
All
be
what
telling?
We admire it has changed.
Yeah.
Right.
But our director, who is a woman, Samantha Belomo, is really looking at this play as a play about kind of social expectations and social roles,
okay.
and that those are roles that impact everyone, not just women,
right.
but men and women, and that both Petruchio and Kate are mm-hmm. kind of trapped by the expectations of their society, and through the course of the play, they find a way to find their freedom and to change.
Right. Fascinating. Now, tell us, in your contacts with the community, mm-hmm. what are you listening? Because it seems that they get Hamlet and all these different characters and Shakespeare as a writer, very relevant.
Right. So with our Kate Speaks program uh-huh. this year, we dove in and looked at two of the scenes in the play where Kate kind of changes,
mm-hmm.
where it seems like she gives in.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out to community groups and read these scenes with the groups and just asked them, said, what do you see mm-hmm. in these scenes? What's the power dynamic at work here? What's the mm-hmm. conflict? And what was great is that we didn't receive just one answer. You know, we didn't receive mm-hmm. just people going, oh, this is a horrible moment where Kate is a strong woman gives in. You know, we received comments from people that said, this is actually a really smart moment for the character. She's deciding to pursue peace instead of to pursue conflict,
mm-hmm.
Or she's making a strong decision mm-hmm. to believe in this new thing. So it fills our mind with lots of different possibilities of what could exist in these plays,
mm-hmm.
Rather than just kind of one simplistic interpretation.
Now, at one point, you and I talk about how to engage young audiences, mm-hmm. you seem to be finding that way of connecting with audiences. Right. How do you deliver the message sure. for them to get like get excited right. about Shakespeare?
Well, one of the ways is the medium is the message. You know, we perform outdoors at Rockwood Park in a very right. informal environment. So just that on itself makes it something that young people are, you know, more willing to come and relax and bring a picnic and sit outdoors on mm-hmm. a lovely summer's day than they would be to go, oh, I have to, you know, get all dressed up and go to a nice place and, mm-hmm. and see Shakespeare. So we take some of the sheen off of Shakespeare, some of that sense that he's this, you know, high and mighty genius. You know, he's just mm-hmm. these are just plays that exist outdoors in the park.
Right.
So I think that's one way, just mm-hmm. making a very welcoming environment for everyone in the community.
More accessible for people right. just to have fun yeah. and drinks and the like.
But specifically with, you know, we went out with this Kate Speaks program. We went into Cab Calloway School of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. You know, we started out asking them, what expectations do you face mm-hmm. in your life now? Mm-hmm. Knowing that we were going to be leading to this conversation of expectations mm-hmm. that characters in the play face. And they said, you know, get good grades, you know, do extracurricular activities, mm-hmm. get into a good school, get married, you know, raise mm-hmm. a family. All of which are the exact same expect, well, not getting good grades, but getting married, raising a family. You
right.
know, all the same expectations that the characters in Taming of the Shrew are facing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we read the scene with them. And they're able to make that connection between their own comments that they started off with about mm-hmm. the expectations mm-hmm. they face. And then see how these characters are still struggling with those in the play.
So he's making the connection between their own lives, what they are facing, and what the play written 400 years ago or so.
Correct.
Yeah. Is still speaking mm-hmm. to them. Mm-hmm. And they get it.
Right. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about what's coming up, because you have a display coming up, but also have other activities for the Delaware Shakespeare Festival.
Sure. Yeah, our focus is on the summer festival, and mm-hmm. You know, we perform for 3 weeks every summer at a beautiful Rockwood Park. But in the last couple of years, we have started expanding to programming at other points in the year. Mm-hmm. So every October, we do something called Shakespeare Poe, which mm-hmm. is a kind of Halloween-themed event where we bounce scenes from Shakespeare up against poems and short stories from mm-hmm. Edgar Allan Poe. And we do those at interesting locations as well. We do them inside Rockwood Mansion. We also perform at the Reed House and Gardens in mm-hmm. Old Newcastle. And then we started last year performing at the Stone Stable in historic Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
Again, beautiful looking location. To take these wonderful words and bounce them up against mm-hmm. interesting locations to, you know, celebrate the evocativeness that is there.
There you go. And in this time around, you are acting.
That is correct.
You're not the director. How does that feel for David Stradley?
You know, it's... you know, my training was as an actor, and I've been associated with the Shakespeare Festival for 12 of its 13 years, and I started acting as an actor with the company.
Mm-hmm.
But the last several years, I've been directing and producing. And the first week or so of rehearsal was a challenge, because one of the things that's great about actors mm-hmm. is their ability just to kind of put blinders on and just think about their character. Uh-huh. And I'm so used to thinking about, you know, raising the money and making sure everything is organized and... it's actually been very freeing just to be able to go in rehearsal and to be able to leave all that stuff aside.
Mm-hmm. And concentrate on your character.
And just be goofy. I mean, Taming of the Shrew, as much as we talk about these issues of power and you know, male-female dynamics, it's just a goofy, goofy play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting in that rehearsal hall and I just get to do just goofy things.
Having fun.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, with that, our audience has fun as well.
Well, there you go. Talking about audiences, to buy tickets and the likes, before I forget,
sure.
why don't you mention that?
Right. The easiest way to buy tickets is to go to our website, which is uh-huh. www.delshakes.org. We are committed to making our tickets as low as they possibly can be.
Right.
So it's $17 for general admission, $15 for seniors and military, and $13 for students. So you can buy them online ahead of time. Or, you know, because we are an outdoor theater, about half of our audience just mm-hmm. tends to wait and see what the weather's like, and they just show up and buy the tickets at the
half
park.
Half the people do that.
About half, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happens to those who buy the ticket in advance and that day is just raining or something?
Sure. Well, we very rarely cancel a show before it begins, just because in Delaware
right.
in the summer a rainstorm can be here.
Yeah,
and
you don't
can
know.
Go.
Right.
So we always try to try to get the show going. If for any reason we do have to cancel the show before uh-huh. it starts, we work to get those people move their tickets to another day, and failing that, we'll give refunds to those people. And then if a performance begins and it rains or lightnings or all that sort of stuff, we give rain vouchers so that you can come back and see any other performance.
So in any event, it's advisable for people to buy tickets in advance because you're not going to lose anything.
Right. You will
worst case scenario, you're coming back for a nicer day and then you still see the same play with the same thing.
And at the festival, you know, once you buy your tickets, we do encourage people to come early because we open up the grounds 75 minutes before the show for picnicking and pre-show entertainment. The seating is on your own chairs or your own blankets.
Right. So you can have your nice picnic and then you can have a nice bottle. Can they bring a bottle of wine, for
they
instance?
They can bring what they like, yes.
Oh, there you go. Well, depending on the preference.
Right. We have a comedy pre-show that happens during the picnic time period.
Oh,
we have two actors from the show that come up and give a Shakespeare orientation, just filling people in on what they need to know to enjoy the show.
Well, that's perfect for those who want to be exposed,
right,
maybe for the first time.
Yeah. And this year as well, you know, you're talking about what we do to engage young people. We have a high school intern program. And this year the high school interns are serving as what we call our wandering bards.
during that
pre-show entertainment period, two of them each night will be wandering through the audience, entertaining people. They'll have sonnets prepared. They'll have Shakespeare games prepared.
Fantastic. Let's continue talking about that, but let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are listening into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Today we have David Stradley, producing artistic director of the Delaware Shakespeare Festival. Welcome again, David, to the show.
Thank you.
And always bringing us up to speed in terms of Shakespeare. Always a question of how and why, in your opinion, do we still have Shakespeare so relevant in people's minds?
Sure.
After 400 years plus, why do you think?
I mean, I think it's very simple. He's still writing, or what he writes about are still things that we struggle with as a, you know, as an entity, as a human race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a Shakespeare scholar that I heard talk once said that every Shakespeare play is like a sculpture garden around a various theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Taming of the Shrew, I think you look at it as a sculpture garden about male-female relationships and the wooing process, you know. And we all still engage in the wooing process.
Right.
You know, we all think,
we're still trying to figure things out.
Get that? And there's, you know, multiple ways to do it, and there's multiple reasons why people get married.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Shakespeare dove into those big questions that we struggle with as human beings. And as much as we'd like to think we've completely changed in 400 years, we haven't.
Guess what?
You know?
Guess what?
Yeah.
No.
And just like any movie or TV show is popular nowadays because it, you know, it is relevant and you know, appeals to things that are interesting to people. I mean, Shakespeare was a business person, so he was writing about things that he knew his audience was interested in, that he knew human beings were interested in.
That's a very good point. I wasn't thinking about Shakespeare in that way. But he wasn't then like a very perceptive of the community and very perceptive of the kind of society he was living in.
And although certain things about society have changed, you know, those fundamental core parts of who we are
haven't
changed that much.
And let's go back to your educational program. You were talking about engaging with younger audiences and also doing something directly working with youngsters.
Right.
Tell us about that.
So, yeah, we have seven high school interns this year from various high schools in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
They have one of the great things about what they have is they just have a kind of open access to the rehearsal hall. They can come and watch our rehearsals any night they want and see these professional actors
and they just
working
show up
on the play. Yep. They also will understudy small roles in the play, so they'll you know, prepare a part in case someone gets sick and can't perform. So, so they get a full kind of access into what it takes to put on Shakespeare. We also have college apprentices who are kind of a bigger part of our summer company. Performing apprentices actually appear in the show in small roles and then understudy larger roles. They get a series of master classes during the summer and get assigned a company mentor. So they're kind of learning all about Shakespeare. And then we also have a program called The Bridge, which is our program for at-risk and adjudicated youth.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into places like the Boys and Girls Clubs, the cottages at the Ferris School, places like that. And we do workshops with the actors in those facilities before the show. They come out and see the show, and then we go back after the show again to talk to them about their experiences. And again, it's all about connecting their own experiences to what's going on in Shakespeare. So their sense of the world is being expanded as they realize that people are people.
Yeah, no, and that doesn't change at the, by any stretch of the imagination. Now, plans for the future. How do you see the Laura Shakespeare Festival? You have a busy year. It seems like you are just doing stuff during the summer, but that's not by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. We are currently engaged in a strategic planning process for kind of 2016 to 2018. Mm-hmm. And our big, hairy, audacious goal is to add another production at another point during the year.
Oh, okay.
And this production would be, you know, I said earlier that we've become obsessed with bringing Shakespeare to the community and engaging the community. One of the things I love about our summer audience is that it's very diverse. Mm-hmm. So with this new performance idea, what the idea with this is taking a production of a Shakespeare play, taking it in places like homeless shelters, low-income community centers, detention facilities, bringing these plays to the community and really engaging the community in strong, bold ways and you know, proving that, that anybody and everybody can get into Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. You know, characters in Shakespeare plays are characters who are living at the extremes.
Right.
And, you know, we think some of these non-traditional audiences would, you know, really, you know, really attach and really relate to some of these things that Shakespeare is going for. So that's our big goal on the horizon, to go from a kind of summer-only company to a company that does produce work, full work, at other points during
the year. Do you think that might be happening?
Sure. Our goal right now that we're talking about is fall of 2016.
Okay.
But like all big new ideas, it requires a big new fundraising. So that's my goal for the fall is to go out.
No, but the location that you're mentioning might help. Right. Raise the money for because you're building communities. This is not an artistic per se kind of a situation. This is a different.
Yeah, it's about, you know, building healthy communities.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you might have better chances in approaching things differently when applying for grants and the likes. Mm-hmm. But that's a very big good idea.
It would be transformative for Delaware Shakespeare Festival.
Right.
To add that.
So what about the rest of the year? When do you begin planning, in this case, for the summer?
Sure. We plan about a year out. You know, I am right now kind of thinking what play we'll be doing during 2016.
Really? Okay.
You know, we'll do auditions for our, you know, next summer show kind of in December and January.
Okay.
So it all, there's no rest. You know, it always kind of is starting up afresh. So yeah, we work about a year out with our plans.
Wow, that's planning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, some of the things that you guys have been doing at some point is collaboration.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, one of our kind of biggest and most ingrained collaborations with Opera Delaware. Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago, Opera Delaware was kind enough to start renting us office space. Mm-hmm. So we have offices in Opera Delaware. And, you know, just naturally, when you share an office with people, ideas start to generate and bounce back and forth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Opera Delaware is doing their new expanded spring arts festival in 2016 when they're doing Hamlet and Falstaff. And combining with that, we're going to be collaborating with them on a program called Shakespeare in Song that'll have excerpts from, you know, great Shakespearean operas and then back-to-back with the Shakespeare source material.
Uh-huh.
So that's real, you know, two arts organizations working together to create an event.
Fantastic.
And with all of our kind of community programs, you know, we depend on our community partners, you know, like the Boys and Girls Club, like the Ferris School. You know, we like to say that we're an arts organization that has a bigger footprint than we necessarily should. You know, we're a pretty small organization. You know, we have kind of two staff members.
Right.
So we look to partner with other organizations to help, you know, expand our reach.
There you go. What is in the future for David Stradley?
The future for, you know, we're very excited. You know, I have been serving as producing artistic director for Delaware Shakespeare Festival on pretty much a part-time basis. And again, as part of the strategic planning process, the board has committed to making this position a full-time position. So I'll be shifting to full-time at Delaware Shakespeare Festival. And I'm also, people in the arts can be full-time and do other things as well. Bud Martin at Delaware Theater Company has, you know, I used to be a staff member there and, you know, directed a lot of shows at Delaware Theater Company, and Bud has kind of reached out to me, and I'm going to be back in the fold there doing some casting work, running their Delaware Young Playwrights Festival, and working to continue the great momentum that they have building right now as well.
So you love doing what you are doing?
Absolutely. I love what I'm doing, and I love doing it in Delaware. You know, I'm not a native Delawarean, but I've been here 12 years now.
Well, it feels like you are part of the community for a long time. Now, what is the thing that you like the most, David?
The thing I like the most is seeing an audience make connection between their life and, you know, because I run a Shakespeare company, Shakespeare, but I do theater so that people in the community can learn about themselves, grow as individuals, and hopefully that the community can improve as well. So the thing I love the most is when I can see that the work we do helps people and helps communities grow and improve.
It seems that theater is probably one of the few disciplines that require the presence of the audience.
Absolutely.
Do you think that social media and the likes and maybe some other ways of experiencing theater might progress? What is your take on that?
Well, we really engage in social media to get our audience connected and to respond to us. We try to use it part and parcel with the live experience. But I think you're absolutely right that live theater needs its audience. One of the exciting things that we're doing this summer with Taming of the Shrew is playing it in the round, which means the audience will be sitting on all four sides of the action. So they're going to be very aware of each other and knowing that they are a big part of what makes this event happen.
So requires audiences.
Yes.
That is not going to change.
Correct.
So in the few seconds that we have left, do you want to remind the audiences how to connect with you guys
Absolutely.
And get the tickets and all that?
Yeah, Taming of the Shrew runs through August 2nd. We perform at Rockwood Park. You can get your tickets in advance at delshakes.org. Or you can come to the park on a performance night and get your tickets there as well.
So in any event, and the prices are very reasonable.
Very reasonable. $17 general admission.
You can't beat that. I mean, considering the even going to the movies, this is Shakespeare, guys. This is Shakespeare.
And I'll say very quickly, on Sundays is our family nights, and children 12 and under get in free on Sundays with an adult admission.
For those who want to think about what to do on a Sunday, there you go. Delaware Shakespeare Festival, David Stratley. Few seconds left. Just to thank you again for your coming to the show and sharing what Shakespeare and why Shakespeare still is so relevant. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much, Guillermina.